From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Iranian protests continue. Thousands of pro-government supporters held rallies Saturday across Iran for the fourth day in a row. This one day after Iranian leaders' sharp criticism of the United States for calling a United Nations Security Council emergency meeting focused on the protests. During that meeting, the U.S. put Iran on notice, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said the world is watching Iran right now. Here's more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long-festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The unrest has resulted in the deaths of 22 people and the arrest of more than 1,000 others. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to three island nations for 3 days, Maduro citing illegal trafficking. He said the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao have been running black markets by taking goods such as gold and food from Venezuela and selling them illegally. The Caribbean islands are a short distance from Venezuela's northern coast. Critics of Maduro's border closures say they do little to stop illegal trade, but are effective at keeping Venezuelans from leaving the country to buy supplies during shortages. This is VOA News.